The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me, and have not proven that they can be trusted in this life?" So if you think that you're going to just carry on living your life however you live your life and everything's going to be nice when you die, I'd suggest you rethink that. On the other hand, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to look at important insights from Yah, Part 6. Overview. This broadcast shares a diversity of verbatim quotes of words spoken to me by the Creator in just on 3 months, from 16th of October to the 20th of January 2015. These quotes address a number of challenging issues and also challenge you to seek to hear Father Yah that clearly and become his spokesperson. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. Introduction. Who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have 27 years of experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcast for previous broadcasts. That's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Questions from last week. Why do you think you don't hear him as loudly as you used to? Couple of things. My wife at the time betrayed me. I lost my anointing. I nearly died several times. And I just lost that gift. So I do hear him. If I get on my knee, if I really need to hear him clearly, I get on my knees. But I don't hear him at the level that I can be walking in the street and having a conversation with him. Very sad about that. He's very sad about it too. One of those things. Ben asked, are you saying he does not listen to our prayers unless we're close to him? Ben, I guess I'm pretty much saying that. If you are calling him by false names and not keeping his Sabbaths and just generally not keeping his commandments, you're a servant of Satan. Why should he listen to you? You need, if you really want to have influence with the Almighty, you need to deal with your sin, get into relationship with him, find out what his will is in the situation, and pray his will into coming about and aligning your will with his will. So if you want to make changes to the world, if you want to change governments and things like that, you need to get really close to him and you need to really work at dealing with your sin and coming to a set-apart state where you're free of sin and you hear him clearly and you know his will and you pray his will. Francis asks, a Bible puncher in your country is your country's way of saying what people in the States say are Bible beaters? Francis, to a point, yes, Bible puncher is what the Almighty calls them. Chance asks, is he in some sort of prison high on the mountain? Chance, no. The mountain is a metaphor. It's not an actual physical mountain. The mountain is an elevated spiritual state of a human being. So climbing the mountain is about developing your spiritual state to come to a very high level of truth, a very high level of relationship with the Almighty, and that brings you into a place spiritually where your worship is very powerful, where your service is very powerful. As I mentioned a minute ago, your prayers are very powerful. The fact is that there's nobody on the planet right now who is right at the top of the mountain. I'm fairly close to the top, but I'm not at the top. And I'm not sure that I'll ever get to the top. I've been closer to the top than I am today. And various things have happened that I've lost the anointing time and again. Big learning curves, which hopefully I can help you to avoid. So but he is in a prison in the sense that there's nobody in that. It's just the last one was Yeshua 2,000 years ago. So he's very lonely, and this is the part of him that's on earth, the part of him that's set aside for the people on earth, as distinct from the part of him that's in heaven. But bear in mind also that there are not that many people in heaven, so it's not the way he intended it to be. Haley asked, why does he feel so lonely? Is there no one that has made it into heaven with him after all this time? Haley, there are people in heaven. There are people on high thrones in heaven. Yeshua is on the highest throne in heaven. However, there's a portion of Father that is set aside to the planet Earth and the human beings that are alive today. And that's what we're talking about there. So he has people in heaven. He has relationship with the people in heaven. He's worshipped by the people in heaven. But it is not the same as the way he intended it to be with a relationship with people on earth. He intended there to be millions of people who are his friends, and they're not. Somebody else asked, oh, can he leave the mountain at will? As I said, the mountain is a metaphor. He is the top of the mountain. That's what you're striving for, is to get close to the Father, and metaphorically that's about climbing the mountain. So he's everywhere on the earth. His universal spirit is everywhere in the universe. He holds the universe together. In him we live and move and have our being. But the part of his spirit that is set aside, set apart, holy, Kodesh, to be with humankind, is very lonely at the moment. Does he ever leave heaven and come to earth? He's everywhere all the time. He's just, to put that in some sort of context, I have a second mobile phone on which I have worship songs playing 24/7 with earphones. When I am sitting at my desk, I have a sound system on, and I play songs whenever I can. When I go to the bathroom or I go to eat lunch or whatever, I pick up the other phone with the headphones and I listen to the music. But I have the music playing 24/7, even when I've got the sound system playing, because he can hear two lots of worship at once. He can have intimate conversation with each individual person in a room full of people. June asked, what are the white witches? June, the white witches are so-called good witches. They are people who try and do good through witchcraft. So they use lies and manipulation, etc., to try and get people to do what they perceive to be good. So to continue, important insights that I've gained into various topics from day to day, a collection of short messages given by the Almighty with regard to various topics from the 16th of October to the 2014 to the 20th of January 2015. I testify that these messages are accurate records of what I heard him say to me at that time. These messages were given in the weeks following a series of 7 3-day fasts seeking truth and seeking to draw closer to the Almighty. On the 6th of August 2014, the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, said, it's time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There is no middle ground. Refer to the webpage, Important Insights, on the main menu of the website for the complete collection. So it's important to note here, I started to have this experience of constantly communing with Father on the 6th of August 2014. On the 20th of January, something happened and it stopped. And that something was that my wife betrayed me several times. I got very weak and I lost the anointing to have that communion with Father. Deeply regret it. Don't know what I would have done to prevent it. It just really proves you've got to be so careful in deciding who you join yourself to, whether you're a man or a woman. Do not be careless about who you become one with. And this was a sad situation. The lady concerned had been abused as a child and had some things about men that kept getting in the way. Yah says further, read the final outcome on the 18th of October 2014. Something that Satan and his henchmen seem to totally ignore is that in the event that he wins the contest and rules on earth, it is entirely in my power to utterly destroy the earth in a moment if the evil on earth reaches a level that I'm no longer prepared to tolerate. Yari, the church carving up the body of believers. One of the great evils of the age is the manner in which the churches carve up the body of believers and dictate that they must follow their particular brand of error. Yari, the judgment of believers. For those who make it to heaven, during their judgment, they are shown the wrong that they did to people who did not make it to heaven, so that they can repent, and the wrong that was done to them by those people, so they may forgive. but it is not permitted for there to be communication in either direction. Yari has disappointment in the way things have turned out on the 19th of October 2014. There is so little of the way that things turned out that is the way I envisaged it. I deeply regret accepting Satan's challenge. That error of judgment in accepting the challenge has caused me huge heartache and grief instead of the joy I expected from sharing my creation with the human beings that I created. Re-satanic miracles. The masterminds are able to bring about apparent miracles and supernatural happenings by deploying large numbers of messengers and ancestor spirits to work together to make things happen, and they have no qualms about disrupting people's lives in order to achieve their objectives. Most humans are extremely gullible when it comes to the supernatural, very readily believing events are from me and constitute a sign of approval from me, even when I have nothing to do with the event. Folks, this is, to me, it's so sad. Father went to huge effort and trouble to create us and everything around us, and then it all just fell apart. It's so sad. I really challenge you to work with me to restore Father's rule on earth. Yari languages spoken by the masterminds on the 22nd of October 2014. The masterminds all speak the original language, which is effectively Hebrew, because that is what they spoke when they lived, and all speak English because they've been headquartered in the United Kingdom for a long time. Plus, they speak other languages depending on their interests. For example, Jesus, formerly known as Zeus, speaks Greek. Yari Value of the Bible on the 25th of October. The Bible is useful as a history book covering fragments of the period from Abraham to Saul, or you may know him as Paul, and a limited amount before that, and that is all. It constantly surprises me how otherwise intelligent people, yourself, he's speaking to me there, included, get sucked into the lie about the Bible is the living word of God and without error. How can be a history book be living? Yari people in hell visiting those entering heaven, 25th of October. Under certain circumstances, a person who is serving time in hell may be brought out to a visiting area to repent to one who is qualified to enter heaven with no judgments. Folks, so important to understand that these masterminds that rule the earth in support of Satan are human beings who don't have bodies. They're just like you and me, except that they're very intelligent because they were much more powerful 6,000 years ago. But if you can get a picture of 100 million human beings without bodies scattered all over the earth, maybe you'll begin to understand the satanic and demonic realm. Yari, his glory in this age, 30th of October 2014. There is nothing that I do in this age that is for my glory. All I do is to help my true servants to survive as best they can in their error and their sin. Yari, hearing our thoughts, I am the only being on earth who can read or hear your thoughts. Other humans, demons, and messengers cannot hear your thoughts. Some resurrected people in heaven can hear the thoughts of people on earth, but they are not permitted to communicate what they hear to any being or spirit on earth or communicate back to that person. Yari miracles today. To all intents and purposes, I am not performing miracles on earth today. Yari presumption. Making presumptuous statements like the cares of life can't hold me down is an open invitation to the powers of darkness to use whatever sin there may be in that person's life to take them out. In that case, he's referring to words in a particular song. So important to understand that since 2013, 2003, when Satan was sent to the pit. In fact, from basically January 2001, Father has stopped performing major miracles. The odd one's still being performed, but as a general rule, he's not doing that anymore. It's a new dispensation. We now have to fight the battle. He's resting from the battle. He's waiting for us to take back control on earth. Yeah, how church and the Bible teaching misleads. How church and Bible teaching misleads. Notice how 23 and a half years ago, this is in 2014, so 6 years previous from this, you understood that I created mankind to have relationship and fellowship with me, and that we would learn and explore my creation together. And yet, because of church teaching and Bible teaching, you've only recently got that this is the most important thing. He's speaking to me there. Yari Belief in the Bible on the 8th of November 2014. It is a huge problem. The majority of people who believe in the Bible do so because someone they trusted told them it was the living word of God or similar. And they trust that blindly and have never read it in detail, but have relied on fragments that have been used in teachings, etc. And they assume the rest of the book is of similar significance. They also do not notice how preachers and teachers supplement what is in the Bible by my spirit or by their intellect. Folks, I made a decision to come back to Father, and with that decision, I made a decision to accept that the Bible was the living word of God because I trusted the people who told me that. For 8 years, I read the Bible. I read the Bible 20 times, the Old Testament 20 times, the New Testament 35 times, in numerous translations. I filled 1,400-page notebooks with my Bible reading notes. And then after that, Father said to me, the Bible's not my word. It took me another 10 years to come to terms with that and work it out of my system and start to understand the significance of that. It's taken me another 10 years to come to a place where I can say with some confidence that I understand roughly what the issues are with the Bible. Yari Yahshua's mission on the 10th of November 2014. Yahshua's mission, as with every turnaround prophet, was to restore truth and turn the decline around. Coupled with that, he was required to get in the face of the high priests, scribes, and Pharisees and show them their error in such a dramatic way that their demons would be provoked to kill him. Yari Dramatic Works. One of my big mistakes has been to use my powerfully anointed ones to do works that impacted people, instead of simply inviting them to seek relationship with me. Yari Worship Groupies. There are groupies who go to anointed worship concerts for the feel-good experience, but who never come to belief because they do not know it is relevant. So important to understand Yeshua. He overturned the tables of the money changers in the temple. He spoke harshly to the high priests and the scribes and the Pharisees. He challenged them. He broke their rules. He spent 3.5 years going out of his way to provoke the high priests, the scribes and the Pharisees to come to a point where they would murder him and torture him and kill him and put him to death. Think about it. Yeshua came to earth knowing that he had to be put on a stake and hang there in total agony for hours until he died. And yet he came, he ministered, and he did it so that you could have a way to repent of your sin. And you hang on to your sin and you don't deal with your sin. You need to wake up and you need to deal with your sin. Yari, the error of proving the Bible through prophecy, 11th of November 2014. People prove the Bible through the fulfillment of prophecy, when all the book is doing is serving as an historical record of what certain of my spokesmen said on my behalf. Yari, the Old Testament. The so-called Old Testament more or less traces the line of those who were most anointed and closest to me through to the earthly father of Yeshua. This is an indication of the extent to which the rest of the world turned their backs on me to a significant extent. Yari, other emissaries and spokesmen. There have been spokesmen and emissaries amongst other primarily Shemite groups, also a few with Japheth. Most of these have become distorted, as in Buddha, Confucius, etc. Folks, it's really important to understand that this thing that's called Bible prophecy is a record of things that Father said should be, he wanted to have done. He wasn't foretelling what was going to happen. He was telling his spokesmen, his prophets, his emissaries, his apostles, what they should pray, when they should pray it, and what they should be praying for. So, Yah didn't bring the flood of Noah. Noah brought the flood of Noah. Noah went to Father and said, Father, this world's such a mess. What do you want to do about it? Yah said, I want to bring a flood. Noah said, Father, I ask you to bring a flood. And Father said, yes, Noah, I will bring a flood. And he brought a flood. Noah had to ask for it. Everything that happens that's so-called a fulfillment of prophecy, at the right time, a believer has to ask for it. Read the book of Daniel for an example. Yah re his grief at the last 6,000 years on the 12th of November 2014. The last 6,000 years have been a time of great and ongoing disappointment and grief, that what should have been the pinnacle of my creative efforts has turned into such an ugly, defiled, and hurtful experience for myself and for the people that I created to have fellowship with me and enjoy my creation with. Yari, the deployment of satanic messengers on the 16th of November 2014. The majority of satanic messengers operate around believers, descendants of believers, believing communities, and communities where there was strong belief in previous generations. They leave those in totally unbelieving communities largely alone to their demons. Yari, the futility of trying to save those in poverty on the 23rd of November 2014. It is futile trying to save the billions who are in poverty as a consequence of their witchcraft, ancestor worship, and resulting depravity. They will drag down and overwhelm those who still at some level believe, the Shemites in particular, by sheer weight of numbers. Folks, try and put yourself in Father's shoes, or in Father's place perhaps, not so much his shoes. Worked for millions of years, slowly crafting the universe, the solar system, planet Earth, plants, animals, and mankind. And then at the last minute, it all went wrong. And he's had 6,000 years of terrible experience. Yari, Germany, because Gad, Germany, was named after a pagan entity. They are prone to falling away, and that evil is again on the rise in Germany. Yari, people stuck in the Bible, 23rd of November. One of the huge problems with the Bible is that people get stuck in time trying to extract more and more understanding out of the one very incomplete book. Yari, valuable passages in the Bible, 6th of December 2016. At the time that the Christian Bible was compiled, I was quite pleased because many useful passages were included after a long battle. However, the forces of darkness then turned things around and started getting people to worship the book as the Word of God, leading to people taking their eyes off me. Folks, if you've spent your life thinking that the Bible is the Word of God or in some other way, Yah's book, I understand this is really difficult stuff. I know I went through that battle myself, but the fact of the matter is there are numerous other books. There is so much more to learn about Father than is in the Bible. And if you focus just on the Bible, you will miss out on everything else that there is to know about him and his ways and the way things are intended to be. My set of books of 15 books, 9,000 pages, goes way beyond what's in the Bible. And Father says it's the most complete set of documentation available. It's there on the website. You can download it. Yari the Egyptians on the 17th of December 2014. Remember that the Egyptians knew of me and at some level believed in the time of Moshe, Moses. The situation in Egypt was of backslidden and highly deceived believers persecuting believers who were closer to me. Remember also that the mixed multitude were all believers, including all those who rebelled against Moshe. Yarn why he hates the Bible. It is correct to say that the Bible is a useful and largely reliable collection of historical writings relative to my interaction with human beings. Period. It is only one book of millions that at some level relate to me, and hundreds of thousands of anointed books and websites published in the last few centuries that collectively represent a large amount of information about me. The Bible is only of value if one reads it and studies it in depth in the context of other writings, as you have done. Claiming the Bible is the Word of God and then failing to read it and engage with it in depth is gross stupidity. This is what the vast majority do, and this mindless idolatry is why I so hate the Bible. I know that's probably going to be a huge shock to most of you, that the mighty hates the Bible. You think the Bible's the Word of God, and he says, no, it's the biggest idol on earth, and I hate it. Because people worship the Bible. They don't worship him. I once met a really anointed believer, and she said, I love my Bible. Every moment I have, I go and read my Bible. She had a relationship with her Bible. She met Yah in the Bible because that's where she expected to find him instead of forming a deep relationship with him. And then she went completely off the rails. Yah read true prophets are self-proclaimed on the 27th of December 2014. All true prophets are self-proclaimed. They declare that they are speaking on my behalf. Yah read the accounting profession in the UK. The love of money dominates this European British society, hence the power of the accounting profession and firms. Yari the Bible deifies the errors of the people in the Bible, the 3rd of January 2015. By making the Bible the Word of God, the errors of the human beings in the historical accounts are deified, and then out of those isolated specific instances, men build generic principles and doctrines that are far off the mark. Yari, the Bible's limitations on the 4th of January 2015. The Bible limits people's thinking to a few restricted experiences of imperfect human beings, and then people build doctrines and denominations on this wrong thinking. Yari, people milking the Bible on the 7th of January. People have milked every possible valid principle out of the Bible and invented thousands more. Important to understand this point about prophets being self-proclaimed. The only person who can tell you whether they hear Father is the person themselves. You can validate what they say. You can vet it. I would like to think that these passages that I've read out to you over the last 6 weeks, at some level you have a sort of gut aha and say, yes, that's wisdom, that's true, I'm sure that is Father. But at the end of the day, the only person who can tell you that I've been listening to Father is me. You can vet it. Yah, read the problem of being viewed as the point of origin. The Bible being viewed as the point of origin. A huge problem with believing that the Bible is the Word of God is that it must then of necessity be the point of origin of every teaching versus being a useful and reliable reference work which may inform thinking on any subject, or may be silent, or may even be misleading. Yari, the Bible is sledgehammer. The Bible is sledgehammer. The Bible says it, my interpretation, I believe it, that settles it. There's a number of faith-based teachers who used to say that. The Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. The problem is that what they say the Bible says is their interpretation of what the Bible says, which is often far off the mark. Yari, inappropriate esteem for Yeshua on the 10th of January 2015. Inappropriate esteem for Yeshua began with his followers, including Shaul, and has been perpetuated through Bible worship to today. Yari, passionate and uninhibited worship on the 15th of January 2015. I deeply desire passionate and uninhibited worship. Folks, one of the biggest gifts you can give Father is to get hold of the songs on the website and other songs which are doctrinally correct and sing them deeply, passionately. Worship Father. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how important he is to you. Tell him how wonderful he is. He loves that. Praise him. Get a revelation of how beautiful and powerful he is, and then praise him. Yari, deployment of demons on the 17th of January 2015. Demons have no say over the hosts that they are allocated to by those higher up in the satanic and demonic hierarchies, their controllers. Yari, demonic sexual pleasure. Demons participate in some measure in the sexual experience of their hosts. Yari, Christian. Christian church, which means assembly of anointed ones, is a complete misnomer. Most Christians are not anointed ones. Yari, the people in the Bible, 20th of January 2015. The Bible is the historical account of a small thread of history of those who during a period of time were most anointed and closest to me in their struggle to at some level remain faithful and overcome. There were others during that period before and after those periods who are not recorded in the accounts that make up the Bible. If you get to understand what it means to die as an unbeliever, and I would think that if you're listening to me right now, you are already a believer. But you might want to sort of get a picture of this for when you have the opportunity to speak to your friends or relatives or family or whatever. It's a horrible outcome to a person's life to end up as a demon, whether they end up in a coffin, whether they end up in the oven at the crematorium, whether they end up somewhere in the mountains where their body fell, or covered in an earthquake or a volcanic eruption, or being deployed as a demon on other people to lead them into error once they know the truth. Horrible. I think it's horrible. So that's it. That's the end of the insights. As I say, it came to an end on the 20th of January 2015. I stopped hearing Father that clearly. Very sad about it. You could see the records there were spreading out. The first couple of broadcasts were done in the first week or two after I started hearing him. And then slowly it just waned away to a point where then it stopped. I went through a terrible time. I nearly died 3, if not 4 times in a period of 12 months. Ended up in bed for days, just desperately listening to worship songs and trying to regain my strength. Eventually got back on my feet. Because I didn't know then what I know now, because I made some bad decisions, folks, if you draw on what's on the website, you draw on these teachings, it is there for you to get higher up the mountain quickly. It's there for you to get to the top of the mountain quickly. It's there for you to become a friend quickly. When I say quickly, I estimate a minimum of about 2 years. Read the ebook on the website, Seven Components of Drawing Close. You can do it. I've been there. I've set the markers on the path for you to get there. You can go beyond where I am. So just as a bit of a filler to complete this broadcast, I'm going to start the next piece. And we're going to look at the contest between Yah, the eternally self-existing, the almighty creator, and Satan. I know I've touched on this earlier tonight and in the previous broadcast, but I'm just going to go into this in a little bit more detail. The entire existence of man on earth relates to the contest between Yah and Satan to see whether Satan can totally corrupt the entire mankind in the final generation before the end of the 77,000th year from creation. When Satan fell, he was appointed to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone along with a third of the messengers that were followed him. When he was being judged, he challenged Yah to the effect that this new creation, mankind, that you're planning to put on earth is not going to follow you. Put me on earth with my followers, and I wager that within 7,000 years, I will have them all following me, and you will not have a single one of them who is in a position to call on you for me to be judged. Yah accepted the challenge and banished Satan and his followers to earth to see if they could achieve their goal. And as we've heard, Satan has been far more successful than Yah anticipated. The question is, will you make a strong commitment to serve Father for the rest of your life? Will you start to do what's necessary to clean up this world spiritually by getting close to Father and praying His will and doing His will and drawing others close to Him? My goal is to have millions of people who are His friends by the end of the millennium, billions of committed believers by the end of the millennium. Will you help me to do that? At this stage, Satan has been much more successful than Yah expected, but there's still around 983 years for believers in Yah to achieve victory over Satan. This website is directed at recording important truths in order to better equip the servants of Yah to serve Yah and overcome to the end of the 7,000 years. It is also directed at evidencing to the servants of Satan that they have been misled and that the fruits of victory on their side are not that attractive, and that therefore they should rather change sides and serve Yah. See the webpage If Satan Wins for more information. So I just want to elaborate on the point that I made a moment ago, folks. The world is a huge mess. Don't get anybody to tell you that God is in control. He's not. It's a mess. Satan's people are running the show here. It's up to you. It's up to me to bring more people to serve Yah deeply. Running around going to church on Sunday or having Sabbath worship, etc., and not getting into a place of deep relationship and not dealing with all your sin, not getting to a place where you know Father's will at a high level and you can pray it. I've had the privilege of praying a change of government in a major nation on planet Earth. I've had the privilege of praying a change in a major dispensation in a major country on Earth, simply by being in the place where I said to Father, Father, what is the outcome you want of this election? What is the outcome you want of this poll? And He told me, and I prayed it, and He did it. He intervened miraculously in both situations. You can be there. You can help to bring peace on earth, but you have to do the hard yards. So I want to start wrapping up and ask you, what is the state of your relationship with your mighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, it's important to understand that Father is the friend of any believer who makes an effort to draw close to Him. So He can be your friend because He chooses to be friendly towards you. That does not mean that you are His friend. So you can be His friend. He can be your friend without you being His friend. You need to really work at it if you want to hear Him call you friend. And that means you need to really understand what He thinks. You need to go through all these insights that I've been reading out, and you need to get a feel for what drives Him, what motivates Him, how He thinks. Because He does things differently. I mentioned the elections earlier. The reason He did what He did was not because He wanted nice things for the people, because most of them were unbelievers. He wanted the outcomes that He wanted because He wanted people to turn to Him. He said, if this is the outcome, more people will turn to Me. Not the way you would necessarily be thinking when you were thinking about voting in an election. So, wrapping up on the website, 5 key documents on the main menu. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship songs. The Creator's name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Where will you spend eternity? All at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. There's a lot of ways that you can find information on the website. There's about 1,000 web pages, about 1,000 articles, a lot of information. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. If you've been challenged by what I've said tonight, you might like to pray. Father, I come to You in the name of Yeshua. I choose to serve You. I choose to draw close to You. I want to become Your friend. I ask you to help me. I ask you to guide me. I ask you to bring the people you want into my life and take the people you don't want in my life out. I ask you to show me what to read. I ask you to open the doors in my life that you want open. Close the doors that you want closed. Pray that. There's much more on the prayer page or on the website. Get the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty, off the main menu in the website towards the bottom. Make a printout of it and apply it every step of the way. Put it all into practice, and in 2 years, you will get to a place where you are close to Father. I challenge you to do that. Thank you for listening. Good night. Have a great day. Bye.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.